Module 4, Risk Management Strategies. Risk management involves different strategies. The purpose is to identify and assess risks and prioritize them in order to monitor and reduce threats to the company. Implementing risk management requires looking at the big picture in the future and taking the proper steps for the good of the organization. Certain risks may be transformed to opportunities, and risk management is essential to business acumen. Continuous assessment. A risk assessment will help identify the different dangers and opportunities you may face. There are different types of risk assessments you can implement depending on the specific objective and the needs of the business, such as strategic risk, internal audit, market risk, and customer risk. A risk assessment needs to be a continuous part of the business cycle to be effective. Risk assessment steps. Number 1, recognize objectives. The scope of the assessment is based on specific objectives created using SMART goals. Number 2, identify potential events. Use prior and possible events to determine risks. Identify external factors such as the economy, politics, technology, and the environment, as well as internal data. The information identifies risks and opportunities. Number 3, identify risk tolerance. Determine the variation from the objective that is acceptable with risks. Number 4, determine the probability and impact of risks. Assign an impact and probability rating to risks based on data. Number 5, outline responses for risks. Assign a response for each risk. These may need to be accept, avoid, reduce, or share the risk. Number 6, determine the impact and possibility. Evaluate the controls and response. You should evaluate the assessment to determine what risks are connected between departments and to each other. Internal and external factors. Managing risk requires identifying the external and internal factors that affect the company. In certain cases, internal factors and external factors will overlap. In fact, many internal hazards are external hazards. These factors are essential to the risk assessment. The key risks that every business faces are financial, strategic, operational, and hazard. You must determine which factors affect your business and how to address them. Internal factor examples. Financial risk. Internal risks include liquidity and cash flow. Strategic risk. Intellectual capital and R&D are examples of strategic risk. Operational risk. Accounting and the supply chain are examples of internal operational risks. Hazard risk. Employees and products are internal hazards. External factor examples. Financial risk. External risks include taxes, interest rates, and credit. Strategic risk. Competition and customer demand are examples of strategic risk. Operational risk. Regulations, culture, and the supply chain are examples of external operational risks. Hazard risk. Suppliers, natural risks, and products are external hazards. Making adjustments and corrections. As we established earlier, risk management requires constant monitoring and assessment. As you gather information using KPIs and other tools designated to monitor progress, you will determine which management strategies are successful and which are unsuccessful. Correct and adjust the strategies to improve performance as necessary. Additionally, risks are subject to change. For example, a competitor who suddenly offers a similar product at a cheaper price changes your threat assessment. This will require adjustments and corrections in your objectives, strategies, and actions. Knowing when to pull the trigger or plug. There are risks in every aspect of business, and not every program will be successful. Risk management strategies help you determine when to go for a win and when it is necessary to cut your losses. Allocating your resources to an ineffective strategy is wasteful. However, pulling resources from potentially successful opportunities may equal a loss. Individuals with business acumen understand how to allocate resources. Sometimes knowing where to invest is obvious. A program that hemorrhages money year after year, despite adjustments, needs to be cut. Similarly, rolling out a product that has consumer interest is probably a risk worth taking. Other answers are not so clear-cut, even when you have collected extensive data. In these cases, taking advantage of opportunity costs will help determine which risk is worth taking. Opportunity cost. Opportunity costs are defined as the value of an alternative decision. It is the actual monetary cost as well as the cost of value. In order to determine opportunity cost, however, it is useful to convert everything to dollar amounts. For example, the complete cost of employee training when sales are slipping could be calculated, and the alternative would be the complete cost of not training employees. When calculating opportunity costs, it is important to remember that it is based on projected costs, but it still provides useful information. Opportunity cost equals selected action minus the alternative decision. Case study. Kay created a financial risk strategy for her young company. Her objective was to increase profits, and she examined the cash flow and liquidity of the organization in her assessment. She created a strategy based solely on this information, but after careful monitoring, she realized that the strategy was unsuccessful. The interest rate changed, and her actions had not compensated for the difference. She chose to make adjustments using the external and internal factors to guide her assessment. After 3 months, her strategy began to pay off.